Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Well, the lean hog futures opening should open moderate this morning, supported by follow-through buying and cash premiums. Now, the cattle complex is likely to be on the defensive today, pressured by residual selling and long liquidation. Now, the cash cattle market could start to take on some definition today. In terms of a few preliminary bids and asking prices, buyers and sellers will be watching for clues from FedCattleExchange.com today, at least later this morning, on just how their sale goes. Live and feeder futures should open lower, pressured by follow-through selling and uncertain cash potential. Now, look for the cash hog trade to open with bids steady to 50 cents lower. The hog futures are expected to begin with a firm undertone supported by residual buying and midweek short covering. Now, on the grains, the crops closed lower for the second day yesterday with double-digit declines in soybeans and wheat as the latest forecast lacked threatening weather for most crops. The selling occurred despite USDA late on Monday, showing a larger-than-expected decline in the condition of soybeans and more declines in the corn and spring wheat. For the second consecutive day, funds sold corn, wheat, and soybeans. They entered the week net long corn and hard red winter wheat and net short the soybeans and soft red winter wheat. The three wheat markets were lower again yesterday, led by declines in spring. Reports a crop tour was finding decent yield potential in some spring wheat fields appeared to be the catalyst for the selling. Forecasts have rain in the northern plains this week, which may improve the maturing crop, but it will not make up for fewer acres and the drought damage early in the growing season. Winter wheat harvest is winding down in key states. Corn closed a bit lower yesterday, with September and December now under key moving averages. USDA late yesterday lowered the crop rating 2 points to 62% good excellent, which was close to trade forecasts. Soybeans tumbled, with November down about 1.8% for its largest one-day loss in more than a week. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their Silver Anniversary edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, August live cattle was down 70 cents at 113.17. October was down 162 at 112.77. August feeder cattle down 192 at 146.52. September down 152 at 147.15. August hogs up 107, 81.45. October's up 40 at 66.85. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 14 and 3 quarters, 472 and 3 quarters. December down 15 cents at 499 and a half. Chicago wheat, September down 14 and three quarters at 474. December down 14 and a half at 499. September corn's down 8 and a half at 368 and three quarters. And December is down 8 and a half at 382 and a quarter. August soybeans down 16 cents, 981 and a half. September down 16 and a half at 986. October cotton down 27, 69.28. December down 29, 68.54. And September crude oil up 49, 48.38. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.